So Christmas time, it seems to me, does seem to belong to children. I think many would agree to some degree. Or I would say at least it belongs to the child that is within us, each of us. It might be a long time since you've let that child, that little boy or that little girl go for a run. But this is the time that we do that. We drop any thought of embarrassment and we let joy take over our life. If that means being a little bit ridiculous, go ahead, be ridiculous. If you can bring appropriate joy into people's lives and even in your own, then you're living the Christmas message. It seems to me that in these days, particularly in the Western world, there is a lot of energy spent on taking the joy out of our lives. When you look at those readings or listen to those readings, there's no mention of Christmas trees. There's no mention of toys scattered everywhere. There's no mention of overeating or drinking, for those who may indulge. There's none of the trimmings, if you like, that are attached to Christmas as we understand it from Christmas cards and a lot of songs, particularly in Australia, because our climate is opposite to where most of those songs and images were created. Also, within the readings that we hear at this time of the year, there is no mention of any fairy tales, like any created figures or creatures. There's none of those things. It is almost black and white that this is what has happened and this is the impact on the world. And the impact on the world must be joy. And we must spread that joy. It's as simple as that. That is, in one sense, the definition of what Christmas is. It is the joy of God shattering the darkness of the world. And I know that during these COVID times particularly, and I'm not going to labour that point, you're all living through it as we all are, that the elements are quite often seemingly against us, and we don't have the mental energy or the spiritual energy, sometimes the physical energy, to combat the forces that seem to be taking the joy out of our life. It is a real struggle, and I admit that. For me, for example, at this time now, as of last night, for me to get into the hospital, I can only go there if someone is seriously dying. I don't know whether seriously dying is different than any other kind of dying, but because the medical people say, have a beautiful term, he or she is very unwell. And that translates to, well, they're getting ready perhaps to meet their maker, I don't know. But I used to be able to just go into the hospital. I can't do that at the moment, which for a priest and for a person of faith who is a patient, that is a real challenge. And here am I talking tonight to you about joy and about childish things. And I suppose the way that I get to exercise that is with you, because you're here with me and all of us together. We're in it together, as it were. And there is the opportunity to share joy. There is the opportunity to forget all the grim news. And there is the opportunity, which is created this one time of the year, and we should grasp it with every bit of energy that we have, with every bit of our fibre of our being, and with whatever the depth and breadth of your faith may be, grab it and celebrate it. Just let people know that this is a time of difference, of positive difference for us, and we need to start to change the world and we start to change ourselves for the better. We put aside the gloomy and the darkness in our life and we look for every opportunity to bring that brightness in. And that's exactly what the liturgy of the church does. It brightens everything up for us. It gives us elements and opportunities to look to the positive, to come out of that darkness that is in our life and kind of look each other in the eye and say, it's going to be okay. You know, let's have a laugh together if we can. I was tickled during the week when somebody sent me a text or something or other, and it said, if you are out shopping now, Be kind to the person that is serving you. It is not their fault that you decided to leave your Christmas shopping until Mary's waters broke. And that really appeals to me because it covers the whole gamut of what I'm trying to say tonight. Mary's waters did break. The reality is that Jesus broke into the world, God broke into the world and gave us his face for the first time in the innocence of a child. And all of us who have a child within can identify with that. We all began the same way, screaming, dirty, whatever. Not in a manger, though. But we all have the same beginning. And we won't all have the same end because that was the promise that was given to us when the child became a man. So I commend to you the childishness that is within each of you, that little boy or that little girl. I really ask that at this time, you let them go for a run. Let them get all excited. Let them trip and fall. Wipe down their tears if you have to, but let them be. Let them be the expression of the joy and the beauty that truly does exist in the world, despite how some of the images are given to us through the news. I wish you all a very sincere and happy Christmas this time and a safe and gentle 2022. I do hope that we've all got a little bit of dose of patience with each other and with the world. And when in doubt, I think just keep smiling. At least it keeps people guessing, what is he so happy about? But that is, to me, the true meaning of Christmas, particularly this year, is regain the joy that was promised to us in these readings, particularly joy to the world. That's what was promised to us. And we must not stop it. We are the new angels, we are the new shepherds, both giving and receiving joy. That is our Christmas message.